Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up every day to have a quiet time with God. Let it become a habit. After listening to Turning Point audio, then turn to Turning Point Prayer Booklet. And if you subscribe online, it shall be sent to your phone for daily engagement. So send a chat to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Sunday, 30th day in June 2024. Oh, this is the last day of the month. By 12 midnight today, we will step into the new month. I pray as you step out of the old into the new, you will be stepping into new miracles. Please open your hand and heart to receive today's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. God is ending this old month with for you in a memorable way, and is starting the new month for you gloriously. There shall be no carryover of anything negative in your life or around you from the old month to the new. No, your heavens will open from day one. Before 12 midnight today, God will still bless you in a special way. God will put his thoughts, will put your thought and your mind and your face in the heart of good people that will bless you. Whatever demonic activities and demonic occurrences that have been impeding anyone's progress by fire, by force, such demonic forces are flushed away in the name of Jesus. New month, new things. As you step into the new month, new things will break up for you. My listeners, anyone under the sound of my voice today that you have been on the same spot, you are moving ahead. Now, you will not have a better last month. Each new day, new week, new month shall bring you something better, sweeter, higher, and greater in Jesus' name. Now, I'm hearing this. Pray for every firstborn, male or female, father's side or mother's side, or first son, or the only child in the family. So, if you are the firstborn, male or female, father's side or mother's side, and if you are the first son in the family, the only child also of your father or your mother, lay your hand on your forehead gently as I pray. I prophesy on firstborn and sons, the only child, that the power of God will be on you. Oh, you are delivered from the ancestral power in your family. Whatever is running in that family, picking on the firstborn and the first son and the only child, we let you go now. I say we let you go now. You are born a leader in that family. Receive grace of performance. All you need to fulfill your role as the firstborn and son and the only child, receive it by the power of God now. You shall have what it takes to fulfill your leadership role in that family. The wisdom, the knowledge, the strength, the good health, then financial and material resources. You will have them in abundance. As parents and your younger ones look up to you, receive abundant resources to perform your roles in Jesus' name. Say amen, I receive it. Yes, it shall be so. Now, we shall have our annual program for firstborn and sons very soon, and I'm going to announce it well here. But the Spirit of God laid this on my heart to pray for them today. I have prayed for you. The manifestations of God shall follow. June 30, celebrant your birthday prayers. Be blessed. Be anointed. Your birthday is blessed. Oh, your new age is sanctified. You will enjoy a long, productive living. Say amen. Happy birthday. Listeners, let's get into insightful teachings using the questions and situations sent in by listeners across the world. Send yours if you have any and send it anonymously. First issue today. Good day, my daddy. Please, I need your guidance. My daughter called me yesterday night and told me that when she was sleeping, her father touched her. In my mind, I believe she might be covering her to sleep well. But because I too do cover her when going to sleep, but I still don't want to just conclude on that before I confront him. Since that time, I have been restless. Please guide me on what to do. Crying. Wow, restless and crying? No. How old is your daughter? How did she describe the father's touch? Where did the father touch her? Did the father close the door or lock the door before touching her? Oh no, don't take it that way. I want to think he did it naturally as a father to see her daughter well covered to sleep well. Then, is your husband that kind of person? Do you notice that in him? That he could mess up his daughter? Do you see it in that? See that in her? In him? No, I don't think so. Don't let your mind wander to that direction. However, be more vigilant, observant, and also be prayerful. Next. Good morning, Daddy. I'm at TPGF. Please, sir, is it okay if a believer doesn't dream at all? Wow, why are you looking for dreams? As a believer, we should not base our lives on dreams. Our lives should be based on the Word of God, the Bible. Be Bible-driven, not dream-driven. I've said that again and again. If you don't have dreams now, you will have dreams later. It's a natural occurrence for human beings. But don't start looking for dreams. And don't start looking for those who will interpret dreams for you. And don't let your life be dream-driven. Like I said, let your life be Bible-driven. And don't be worried. Next, is betting on gambling or gambling a sin? Wow, yes. That's not the way to live or to go look for money. Apart from the fact that gambling and betting, they are addictive, it is also deceptive. Lazy people who just want money suddenly are those who get engaged in it. Don't let easy money lead you into gambling and betting. Follow our teachings on how to make money and to build wealth. Money is made, wealth is built. It takes a procedure and it takes time. Please follow that, not gambling and betting. Next, good morning, Daddy. Is it right for my son to go and be living with his fiancée, whose dowry we have not yet paid? All my effort to discourage him has proved abortive. Daddy, what should I do? No, that can't be right, and it's not right. Does your son go to church? Does he have a pastor? If it is so, then you might report him to his pastor to talk to him, if he's not listening to you. Hebrews 13 verse 4 says, marriage is honorable, and bed must not be defiled, which means not sleeping together. That would be fornication. Then he doesn't need to do that. Parents, please connect your sons and daughters to TPGF platform. Let them be receiving these things every day. It will mentor them. Why will he not listen to his parents? How did you raise the boy that is not listening to you? Resort to prayers, warfare prayers, to rescue him. He needs to be rescued. Next, Daddy, good morning. Sir, is it good for husband and wife to live in different countries? Wow, it is not good, and it is not biblical. We say that here again and again. But people will tell you the reasons they do that is for economic reasons. Things are tough, things are hard. The reason they did that is that greener grass in the other clime and all that. No, there is nothing good enough for a child of God to live contrary to God's word. Husband and wife should live together and raise their children and build their family together. That is what we have taught here. I will continue to teach. That is the word of God. If they need to relocate, they should relocate together. Not that once we go abroad and leave the other one behind. That is not right. Next, your counsel on the guy with the fish business is 100% correct. Never put your money into a business you know nothing about. Wow, thank you for adding that. I have taught that again and again. Don't put money in a business you don't know too well. And don't borrow money to start a new business. It will end up in regret, in debt, and in shame. May those who have ears to hear what the word God is saying to the people. Please rebroadcast this to your contact. Do so daily. Tomorrow is the first day in the month of July. According to our custom, give out a gift seed to somebody, anything that God may lay in your heart, anything and anyone. It could be what you have at home, food item, raw or cooked, a piece of clothing, a notebook, or a recharge card of any type. As you do, pray over it that the Lord will multiply your seed back to you. It works wonders. We observe 7 days, July 1 to 7, fasting, praying and fasting to kickstart the second half of the year. If you have the grace to do, please join us. Prayer focus for each day shall be sent if you ask. You can fast at 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m. or throughout the day, depending on how you want to do it. Our monthly sacrifice has moved to 7777 in the 7th month of the year. Many people have already been doing it, and miracles are coming. It works wonders. Then, Tuesday, July 2, is my bad day. I pray for you on your bad day. So, TPGL members and listeners, pray for me Tuesday, July 2. I'm a July 2 person. And pray for God's grace. Pray for God's anointing. Pray for God's strength that this work might be done according to God's wish, and it will bless you. I know you pray for me often. If you are the type that wake up at night to go and weep as you are coming, fire a prayer to God and say, Lord, bless your servant, Pastor Femi Emmanuel. Bless everything connected to him. Give him more grace, more anointing to do this work well. I have been told that some of the members are already asking for pastor or daddy's account detail to sow a seed of connection to grace. Seed connection of grace 69. Last year was connection to grace 68. 69, as many as you can do. In times past, I would say no. I would discourage them. But I have since learned to let people do as God lays in their heart voluntarily. So if you want to do that, send a chat to +234 809 789 4000. I say, send me daddy's detail. I want to sow connection to grace seed. I want to sow appreciation seed. Do so, and I pray for you, and the Lord will open the door for you. But however, it is voluntary. It's not to be done complaining or agitating. It's for those who have the faith and the means to do. I pray for every one of you. The power of God will be strong on you. The grace of God will see you through. What God cannot do does not exist. For God can do all things. God raised me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye. TPGF, truly blessed.